path before these stalwart puppets? Do you feel the thread pricking the back of your neck, needle digging deeper and deeper? Do you know how it ends? Do you know who I am? Do you know who you were? Do you know who you are? We are blameless, at the very least. We are all innocent in this sweet dance.
So, Michael Trent Reznor was born in Newcastle, Pennsylvania, on May 17th, 1965, by the way.
Welcome back.
German and Irish descent.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to All That You Know and our City of Glass campaign. My name is Colin. I'm the Game Master. Joining me today are Brian.
Hello, I'm Brian. I'm playing Booker, the Incarnadine.
Zach.
I'm Zach, and I am playing Ledger Gray, the Deathwalker.
And Zadam.
I am at Zadam. I'm playing Bailey, the Junk Mage. Bailey Cormick.
Bailey the Junk Mage, comma Bailey Cormick. Very smooth.
that's what it says on my Junk Mage license.
Today, we're going to be playing a game called The Digested, which is a hack of Blades in the Dark by me. When last we left you, you had emerged out of a well in the center of the town of Calamity. The town was quite different than you last remembered it. Everything pushes you outwards back into the City of Glass. You stopped at Albright Manor, where Ledger discovered that he had a connection to Virgil Albright, that some part of him is Virgil Albright. Virgil had left you a nice little letter telling you to find him beyond the end of your stories, whatever that means. You spoke with Downfall. He pointed you in the slimy direction Virgil had fled, back deeper into the city. You have a big chunk of Downfall that you convinced him to give you. You really wanted him. So you have a sack. You have a sack full of him.
Right?
It's conscious. It's a conscious sack of Downfall. And you are...
What is he in there? What is that?
He's Beatles.
He's Bugs.
Okay, Beatles. That's what it was. Yeah.
It's Bugs.
It's Bugs.
You've gone back into the City of Glass. Into the Deadwood, though now it is markedly different. Instead of thickening tangles of trees, there are vast wooden buildings growing around you, and you have just arrived at the largest of these buildings, a vast, blocky construction of wood, complete with a front door as well as countless glass windows which rise into the sky, lit from within by its many inhabitants. And behind you, there is a sound of hungry howls, and the ribbon around your neck, Ledger, seems to pulse ever so slightly. Who has the Beatles again?
I guess me, since
yeah, it would have to be Bailey.
Him.
He wanted them.
Yeah,
he wanted
big them so for the Beatles.
why did I even take these? I don't want this at all. That's it, in other words.
As this distant, hungry howl kind of resonates through your being, the sack of Beatles starts to writhe around, like a muffled buzzing, vaguely reminiscent of alarmed speech comes from the sack. Not really intelligible, but the vibe is pretty clear. Doesn't like that.
Mm-hmm. Danger ahead. I think the Beatles are rumbling. I show my sack.
Nice.
Oh, there you go.
And is that what they are for, do you think? Some kind of danger detector?
Well, they don't seem very happy.
They could just be hungry.
What do they eat?
Well, I don't know if I give a damn.
Meat.
Meat. Okay.
Yeah, we can put them on a corpse if we find one.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess we just... Sorry, so there's this big tree building thing.
Yes, sir.
Do we feel any particular compulsion to enter it as if we believe it to be the way forward, or can we just keep stepping through the woods?
I believe last time we ended, I specifically said that the building whispered to you to climb it and ascend closer to the the cathedral above. So, and there's,
well, that seems right.
Yeah, and there's a hungry howl behind you. You are being hunted. My favorite survival game that I don't actually like.
Cool. I'm gonna walk up to the door. I think I'm just gonna try and open it. I'm not even gonna knock.
It opens. It's a revolving door. It's very nice.
Oh.
And you're in the lobby of the high-rise, polished wooden floors, a knotted wooden chandelier glowing from the cracks between its grain, and immediately on your left is the front desk, staffed by a greasy, pale man who pulls himself up from behind the counter. He is completely nude, with the exception of his bellhop's cap, though the desk obscures the bottom half of his body.
Oh, it's this guy. I don't think Ledger's surprised or fazed by anything anymore. I think he just looks at him and says, "We gotta go up. Which way's the stairs?"
You visiting or looking to lease?
I think we're just visiting. I have no intention to stay.
That's good. Well, the stairs are over there, and he points you down the hall. Elevators are out, unfortunately, on this floor. Sorry to say.
Ain't a shock. You got a brother? Maybe someone who works with the railway?
I don't really believe in the family.
Okay.
Anyway, so I can't really let you in unless you're visiting someone.
So you got a Virgil Albright here?
Do not have a Virgil Albright here on the list. Do you know what anyone about
downfall?
Else?
Downfall?
No downfall. Don't have a downfall here.
Shit, what's his name?
You can just keep guessing, it'll be fine.
Checker Graham? That's Checker Graham.
I do have a Checker Graham.
Oh, shit.
You're fucking with me, really?
That's a third time's a charm. Nice work.
What floor is signature. He on?
Penthouse, top floor.
Really? He's here. He's just in this giant tree.
Well, it's his room is here. I can't
he
say
he leased out
is.
A room in the giant tree. He's at the top of this giant tree.
Well, this isn't a tree. This is a building, sir. It's just made of wood. Right. It's a construction material.
Can I see his signature?
Checker Graham's signature?
Yeah, I'm a friend.
He doesn't. I don't have his signature. It's like a. He shows you a spreadsheet, and he like kind of tries to cover up some names on it, and it's like, yeah, it's just like a room manifest here. We don't sign them in.
Okay, I get it. I get it.
Booker spot any other interesting names on the list in that brief moment?
Would you like to roll?
Yeah.
Let's try it.
Suffer some horrible consequences here.
Just a roll. Actually, no. Yeah. Thanks, Zach. You're right. I should put some consequences on this.
Actually, you can't visit him. Sorry.
Standard.
Bailey kills Booker.
Risky. What's the limit? Not limited. It's like safe.
Controlled position.
Okay, yeah, controlled standard for you. And I'm guessing this would probably be a survey. I mean, let me hear your pitch for finesse. Are you just trying to like steal the clipboard from him?
No, I'm gonna do a backflip. No, I'll do survey. Yeah. Control standard.
Do you want to push yourself, or is anyone aiding you?
Yeah. How are you guys gonna help me?
Let me see how much stress I have. Let me take a look at my good old character sheet here.
I don't know if I know what you're doing.
I'm going to look at the spreadsheet to see if we can find
I know that. I'm trying to think, I feel like my character is just arguing with the guy right now and getting angry with
him. That's probably helping.
I guess maybe. Unintentionally helping. I don't even have to roll for that, Colin said.
No, you don't. It's just one. You take one stress, I think.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
if I push myself, Colin, what does that entail again?
You can get another die.
Got it. And does that cost me?
That costs you two stress.
I'll do that. You don't need to help me, guys.
Okay.
Ooh.
You do it. Yeah.
Yay.
Your sharp little eyes. You see a few things on the page before he yanks it away. There is someone here named Tick, who you may recall is the dead walker that Ledger had been assigned to kill. There's someone called the Broker. There's someone called a vending machine. There is a listing for empty room, but notably, there are empty rooms here, but only one is listed as the empty room. There is someone called the gambler. And perhaps most interestingly, probably the last one you catch is there is one called Booker Page.
Ooh, okay. Booker's going to pull Ledger aside and tell him about all the rooms so he knows too while Bailey's busy doing his thing.
Let me write this out for you.
No, I have it written down.
Okay, epic. epic win. But yeah, the guy says, okay, yeah, so I got you down as visiting Checker Graham, Graham Checker, and you can just go up the stairs.
Can we visit other rooms?
Like, I mean, I'm not going to escort you. You're not supposed to, but, you know, I can't stop you.
I mean, I have other guests I'd like to visit.
Listen, I'm not here to... I just work at the desk, man. You're good to go. I'm not going to stop you. We don't have any, like, gunmen who are going to shoot you if you go in the wrong room.
Okay. Hey, I've been to weird hotels.
It's not a hotel. It's an apartment. Complex.
Whatever. Actually.
I think we're just going to start walking to the stairs.
you walk to the stairs.
Let's go to the stairs.
You pass the defunct elevators and get to the stairs. The stairwell is dimly lit, only illuminated by a refracted ray of sunlight from much, much farther up. The stairs, like the rest of the building, seem to have grown out of the wood itself, made of these thick branches that serve as a very uneven method of ascent. Naturally, there is no railing on the stairs, and there is a large gap in the middle of the stairwell where one might fall if they're not careful. And you begin heading up, and you quite quickly reach the first floor, different from the ground floor. We're using those rules here.
Oh, no. I hate that shit.
No!
Sorry. Index zero. At the top of each set of stairs, you will find that there's going to be a door onto the actual floor. This is the first floor with the first door. The door itself is seemingly non-functional. It has been partially reabsorbed into the woodwork, and behind it you hear a faint knocking noise, like someone banging against the thick wood. The stairs can continue up if you so desire to go up more.
Is the tapping rhythmic? Is it regular, or does it seem like frantic
banging? It's desperate.
I'm going to knock back, just like two quick knocks.
You hear a muffled voice. Hey!
Hey! Help me!
What's wrong?
There's something in here with me.
Who are you?
I work for the Matchstick Company.
The Matchstick Company?
I got stuck here. I can't get through the wood. It closed behind... There's something here. It's trying to tie me up.
Tie you up?
Yeah, there's fucking... It's trying to fucking tie me up. Open the door.
There is no handle on this side, man. I don't know how to get in.
Fuck!
And he smacks the door again, very desperately, and continues to scream.
Does anyone want to knock down the door? I don't know.
Edgar shrugs. I think he says, I'm not sure if there's anything I can do to help this man. I do not exactly have an implement capable of breaching it, and I do not...
You want to see Checker?
This is not Checker Grant. This is just the first door. He's not in here.
No, I mean, shouldn't we get moving?
Oh, yes. Let's go. Hey, we'll tell the front desk. Okay? You're going to be okay.
You hear a scream.
He's probably okay. It's probably then, okay.
a merciful Let's silence.
Keep going up.
I fixed it.
Great. You go up to floor two, which is two floors above the ground floor. The stairway ends. Just a big block of wood. Doesn't go any farther up. A letter has been pinned to the wooden wall that says, "Stairs temporarily out of order. Use east stairwell, please." Signed, management.
How convenient.
There's no door here, but there is like an archway leading into a carpeted hallway in front of you onto the second floor.
I think.
Oh, so we can just go on to the second floor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can just walk in. Ledger, he's got kind of a weird demeanor about him. He draws his pistol, but he kind of just looks tired and like he's not taking anything very seriously anymore. And he draws his pistol and he kind of swaggers into the hallway and starts looking at the door plates, or if there are any. I'm assuming there are doors here.
There are not door plates on the second floor. They're numbered. You know, you have like a 201, 2102, 211.
Yeah.
There are a number of them. Number of doors. Some of them are completely grown over by tangled roots, but a handful of them seem to be normal doors, quote-unquote. One of them is even ajar, and from inside you hear the slurred singing of a man's voice.
Booker, did you get room numbers off of that list where you saw them names?
Did we?
Yes. All of the ones I listed to you, except Booker Page, were on floor 2. Interestingly enough.
Booker conveys this, but nothing with the room numbers, unfortunate.
I want to see... Is the room with the singing, would that happen to be Tick's room? Because that's the one I'm interested in.
You'd have to approach it to find out, I would say.
Sure, I'm gonna approach it to find out.
Gotcha.
Don't you want to know his song?
Yes.
Thank you. His song goes as such. Lost my love far from here, beyond a sea quite unclear. She was the end of all my grief, a friendly shadow and my heart's thief. Why did she leave? How did she know that we lost our time to the undertow? I've lost my feet. I cannot stay. I'll march my stumps into the gray.
Oh, yeah, that's him.
Yep. You approach Tick's room. You see inside it is a trashed room covered in alcohol bottles, even some drinking mold, perhaps. He is laying on a basic-looking hay bed and gestures at you with a bottle of booze quite drunkly. He says, "What do you want?"
"Man, you look like shit. I suppose things did not go well after we last parted ways."
Do I know you from somewhere? Oh, wait, are you the guy who killed me?
Almost killed you. I elected not to at the 11th hour for reasons that are not clear even to myself.
Yeah, well, I ended up dead, so I guess you did kill me, huh?
That's not how that works. Here you are.
Who's the fucking guy with the hat? He looks like a
fucking asshole. I'm the guy who's right all the time, all right, dickhead?
Yeah, see?
Whatever.
What do you want? You want? These are my drinks. I don't want to share them with you.
I don't want your booze, you fucking wreck. I want to know what happened to you. How did you die? And if you died, how are you here? Is this hell?
So would it be a cliche if I said, "If you died, how are you here?" And he kind of takes a swig of his drink, throws the empty bottle at the wall.
Doesn't make any fucking sense.
Are you alive? All three of you?
I don't know. Where's your death?
Gone. Gone, 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 gone. Lost her when I died, I think. When you die, you don't have your death. That's how it goes. You got yours, though. That's good. That's a good sign.
Yeah. I think so.
I mean, unless it's not her anymore. You know what I'm saying?
I think Ledger looks at his death for a second and then looks back.
And if she's, if she's not your death, then are you still? Kind of a problem, isn't it? Kind of a problem.
I don't think that I am who I am, nor have I ever been.
Oh, now you get it. Okay, Bailey, you getting this?
No, you do remember my name. That's good. You remember something.
No, I remember everything. I just pretend not to remember because of the pain.
That's, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yeah. Booker, you're looking the same. It's working for you.
Don't bring me into this.
You're already in it, buddy. You can't. You see, the thing is, you can't say, "Don't bring me into this," and then you keep following along with the whole this, you know? You're with the this. You're walking.
You didn't
want to
go
this
into this room.
You didn't? Then why did you?
Then you
walk
in. The worst on the list.
Then why'd you walk in? Then why'd you walk in? Huh?
This is a waste of time.
Here we go.
You're right. And hey, guess what? Every second you talk to me, that thing's getting closer. So good fucking luck.
What thing?
If you're dead, what would happen if I shot you in the head right now?
Well, I'd die, of course.
Ledger, he's not worth the bullets.
I know. I think Ledger's just going to turn to leave. I don't know what he expected to find in this room, but it was not this.
see ya. Have a good ascent.
I don't know if I want to go to the Booker one anymore.
They're all drunk like that.
Something tells me we are not going to have much of a choice. Either we will end up in that room or we will be unable to end up in that room.
Great. All right, let's keep going.
Tick calls distantly. So true!
Is the vending machine here?
It might be in one of these rooms.
I want to find the vending machine. I'm going to go up to another one of the normal doors and look for the right number.
Roll me a...
Right number check.
Roll me a 1d6, please.
Cool, I love that. A 5, that's pretty good.
You knock. Are you knocking or are you opening the door?
I think I'm just opening doors. I don't think Ledger gives a shit about social niceties.
Inside is a simple wooden table with a man shuffling a deck of cards. An overhead light illuminates his hands but obscures his features in the darkness. There is one other chair pulled out across from him with its own deck of cards. His voice calls out to you, but it feels as if it's coming from the wrong direction, and it says, "Care to play around? There could be plenty to win here, my friend."
I suppose you must be the gambler.
No. That's you.
Hmm.
I don't trust this one bit. We should turn back.
You could win a lot. You could win a lot. Could tell
you lose. I no longer believe in happenstance or chance or luck or anything that is required in order to make gambling an attractive proposition rather than a trap. I think I'm going to leave.
Okay. Hey, that's your choice. You leave.
I'm out.
There is a distant howl that is getting closer, and the ribbon around your neck tightens ever more.
We should go up. Hey, we shouldn't leave here.
Can I check for the most valuable thing near us?
Yes. Oh. It is in room 212.
We're going there before we go.
Okay.
On the other side of the door is a empty room, save for a vending machine, a metal box with a glass front panel.
Yeah!
It is full of wrapped snacks and beverages. Off to the side is a keypad. It glows from within. You intuitively know how to operate this machine despite it not existing in your universe. There's a gentle electrical hum coming from it, not that you know what electricity is or would recognize that there is no power outlet to power it.
Save me all my questions. Thank you.
This thing is like it's like that thing we found underground, remember? I put my hand into. It's buzzing.
This is different, though.
Yeah,
can I see little... what the snacks are?
Yes.
Yeah, there's... Fuck, I need to open up an old document. One sec.
Let's go.
Sure, probably.
Blow the dust off.
Let's see how strong Google Drive search functionality is.
The vending machine of death. Let's see.
They do Google after all.
Of death, you say?
Two shreds, you say?
So I remember.
Maybe we can use
two shreds, you say?
Oh. God. Yeah. Hey, Google Drive, really strong search functionality. I searched for Figment, and it brought me right to the right document.
Wow.
There you go.
There are 10 items in here. One looks like a sack of something. There is a rubbery gray cube wrapped in paper. There are some, like, coppery-looking berries. There's a slurry and almost a Go-Gurt-type tube. There are things that are labeled for you as Fig Mint Beef Bar, as well as Mint Fig Beef Bar, two separate things. Something that looks like aluminum foil. There is a water bottle that seems to only have two drops of water in it. Plastic, not that you know what plastic is. And an ink pot. And then something that looks like a chip bag that is labeled as roasted chisp powder, CHISP.
Okay. And is there anything to indicate how many credits I would have?
There is a very large input hole that you could put into it. And I could tell you how much things might cost.
I see.
It was... That was labeled from most to least expensive. Sorry, least to most expensive.
So sack of something is most?
Least. Sorry, sack of something is least. Chisp powder is most expensive.
All right, just so I understand the spectrum, what would the chisp powder cost me and sack of something cost me?
So I'm actively converting from a very old game system that we no longer play. And that was 400 coin then, which is a lot. You'd have to give a lot, but
okay. We
can always, I'm always open to hearing pitches.
Well, you guys want something?
I mean, it's a glass panel, right? We can just break it and take whatever we want.
I think that is probably a bad idea.
You're not the first one to have that idea, Bailey.
I knock on the glass. How does it sound?
It feels like normal glass to you.
It feels like normal glass to me.
I've got these ceiling supplies. I no longer wish to carry them. How much is the gray cube?
Gray cube was 33 coin in the past. So let's say, how much is it? Ceiling supplies were a D4 or a D6?
The ceiling supplies, I think, they started as a D8, but I think we might have split them up.
Let's say you can get the gray cube for your ceiling supplies.
Sure. I think without even really knowing why, Legend just sees the gray cube and he's like, I'm gray, it's gray. I want to eat this.
Great.
Great.
Does he just press the ceiling supplies into the machine? Like,
yeah, like it as it gets closer, they almost seem to shrink to accommodate the ceiling supplies.
Okay.
Goes in, maybe it even shows you like how many credits it was worth.
Yeah, normal glass, right, Bailey? Normal glass.
Normal glass.
And you press like A4 and the little rubbery gray cube comes out. You see that on the back of it actually had a label. It's called Chewables! !
Is it like too big for me to fit in my mouth?
No. They're very bite size.
Cool. I'm gonna chew. Did I just get one? I'm gonna chew it.
You got one chewable. You feel
nice.
Your head blows up.
So add to your level one harm tracker, because that's just how we're gonna track it. It's not actually a harm. Okay. Strong brain.
Nice.
You feel you've been kind of in a funk, I think, Ledger. You feel pretty good. You feel pretty good.
Feeling sharp.
You feel like you could handle one mental traumatic thing happening to you without it really affecting you.
Cool.
Whoa.
Just remember that.
Hey, are you okay?
I snap in front of Ledger's face.
Oh, sorry. Is Ledger still in there? The snap actually used it up. I'm so sorry.
No! I would have flinched, but I didn't because I had shielded my mind. I think Ledger looks like, I feel pretty good. I feel like we should move before that, whatever it is that's hunting us, catches up, but...
Hey, I want an item, too. Hold up.
Okay.
All right. I knew you guys would get caught up in the fucking vending machine. I knew it.
All right, Colin, what is my void touch pistol?
Mm-hmm. No, don't get rid of that. We need that. Don't sell the fucking pistol.
Okay. Wait, how am I going to get the top tier item? Anyways... all right, how much would my tallies get me? I have one of those. My second-hand wedding ring.
How many dice?
Let me pull up roll 20.
Let's see how many I have.
Yeah.
Yeah, my ceiling supplies were D6.
Cool. It's not going to be a one-to-one here. I'll tell you this, Booker. Your second-hand wedding ring, that thing's worth a lot, as it turns out, even though it wasn't in our system.
Tallies is D4?
Yeah, not worth a lot.
And would that plus... What would that plus the wedding ring get me?
The wedding ring itself... The wedding ring could get you whatever you want.
Okay, I want the chiss powder with the wedding ring.
The wedding ring very suddenly feels very valuable to you. It's kind of weird. It wasn't valuable before, but now it is.
Interesting.
That is weird. How about... My enamel rope prop gun and tallies, what would that get me?
What, are you attached to the wedding ring now? You're just about to give it away.
I don't know.
It wouldn't get you anything. Let's say up to number 7 for those three items.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And let's do the wedding ring for the chiss powder.
Great. The wedding ring goes in and you lose the last part of yourself that was authentic. You have gained roasted chiss powder. Congratulations.
Hell yeah.
Wow, wait, he lost the last part of himself?
That was authentic, yes.
Does that mean he's free?
Nope.
Is he a free elf? Oh, damn. Well,
damn.
I don't remember even writing the wedding ring, but cool.
I don't either.
Kind of weird, huh? Kind of weird how these things happen sometimes in board games.
Well, it simply can't be helped.
Well, what does the chiss powder do?
Are you eating them?
Yes.
Just funnel it into your mouth.
You are now abnormally lucky. Put it in a harm slot.
That's fucking wicked.
Nice.
Arm is locked.
Okay, I gotta try, right? I mean, I gotta try. If everyone's doing it, I gotta
try. Yeah, you feel left out. Why don't you just shove Downfall in there? He's supposed to be worth something, right?
No, I can't do that to him. Hey, wait a minute. I look at the bag. Do you think you can scurry in there and come back out? I mean, think about it. You can get us so much stuff.
Downfall is upset. Downfall is getting increasingly upset as the howls get closer.
I won't. I have a blunderbuss. I have my old blunderbuss, and I have a vial of cursed ink. And I'm wondering if either, which one's more valuable.
It's not going to get you much. You get up to number four with both, let's say.
And what's number four?
Molasses liver slurry.
Molasses liver? Oh, yeah. I kind of wanted the slurry Gogurt tube. So, you know what? I haven't used this vial of cursed ink, and I already have a demon wood coach gun to use instead of my blunderbuss. So let's get rid of the blunderbuss and the vial of cursed ink.
Okay. They go in easily into the machine and gobbles it up.
I'm going to get this slurry yogurt tube now.
You have a tube of molasses liver slurry.
Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, stand back. I'm going to slur it into my mouth.
Ew.
It's very filling.
Oh, I feel so strong right now, guys. Whoa. Anyone else feel like really lucky and powerful? Like, just like you guys.
We got to move.
Oh, yeah. I could take anything now. Let's go.
I will say, Bailey, this is a machine.
Oh.
Ooh. Okay. No. You do it. Ledger, I think Ledger pauses. He thinks for a minute. And then he looks to Bailey and says, I might be able to get us something out of this thing. I don't know. Just a hunch.
Wait a minute. Didn't I touch the machine when I did all that, or no?
You have to put your horn to the machine.
Excuse me?
Oh, yeah.
Remember your horn? Your horn, your machine interface.
I know about it. I just
that's how it works. Okay,
turn around. I don't want you guys watching this. Okay. Bailey crouches down and he's gonna aim his head towards the hole.
Oh, you're gonna put your horn in the hole, the eating hole.
That's what you said I had to do, right?
No, I mean you. So, like, the way it works is you just touch it to the machine. There's just a hole on the machine that eats stuff, but the rest of it doesn't
no,
eat.
No, I'm not doing that. I'm not having the ultimate suck. I'm going to tap my horn against the machine.
Yeah.
Not in the hole.
What does your interface move say?
Okay, I gotta go to...
I think it's called...
Boundary?
Ebony Horn? You have been fitted
it's called Ebony Horn.
You've been fitted with an alien machine interface device. Whenever you physically touch a machine, you increase your effect for understanding or manipulating it. Also, the unopenable box in your mind is there and can theoretically be opened. Horn on head. Okay. Yeah. Yes. You have Ebony Horn. You touched the device. So you can roll. What is your goal here? You want to tinker it?
Baby? I wonder can I get all the items? Is that possible?
It depends how you roll. Here's what I'll tell you. When you touch it, you are now in contact with a boundless intelligence beyond your comprehension and understanding. It contains many snacks.
Can I speak to this intelligence?
Sure.
Does it hear my thoughts?
Sure. How are you speaking to it?
I guess just with my mind. I assume that's how it's going to talk to me.
Sure.
Or maybe using the same feelings that I had when I was in the quote-unquote alien spaceship thingy.
Okay. It feels distinctly different from that, just so you know.
Yeah. Hi, how are you? I say. Does it say anything?
Would you like to make a purchase?
You know, I feel like I'm in danger, and I'm wondering which item will help me the most right now with this thing coming at me. I'm a little worried.
There are more items than are on display, just as there are more things you could sell me than are on display.
What are you looking for?
Give me your entire body, and I can make the problem go away.
Tempting.
Yeah, for you. I'm the guy in the body, though.
Can we not do the whole body? Maybe the horn?
The body's the whole point. I'll take the horn, but you'll get less, of course. What do you want? What do you seek?
Well, I feel like I'm going to encounter a lot of danger as I'm heading to this cathedral. A lot of things attacking me. In fact, I feel like there's one within the vicinity coming towards us right now. I'm wondering if there is some sort of item here that can stop that completely.
Oh, of course. But, you do know... The whole body, huh? If you give up your horn, you might not be able to open the door.
You know, you're very wise, vending machine. You're very wise.
Yes.
You can sense a lot of things, can't you, vending machine?
No. I just know.
Oh. Do you know if there's anything else you'd want beyond me? Maybe going towards my two friends here?
If you feed your friends to me and then yourself, okay. I can guarantee... No. That's okay.
If I can do that. I mean, like, is there anything on them that you would want?
Let me look.
Just give me a second.
Let me look. I think there's some interest in Sack of Downfall. Void touched pistol. Somewhat interesting.
We should really keep that.
the mystery box, Wyzek.
Ledger's death, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Interested in that. The torn up script. Absolutely. Page you have tucked away in your coat. Oh. Bailey?
Don't we all have one of those?
You're the one who tore it up and stored it in his coat.
Oh, okay. And that's all?
Unless you can always pitch the machine. The building shakes as something enters the floor beneath you.
Yeah, I kind of pop my head off of the thing and I say, look, it wants some things, but they're pretty big. I mean, I'm talking about, I point at Ledger, your death or the void pistol. I mean, these are some big, big bargains, you know?
Not a fucking chance. Let's get out of here.
Yeah, I didn't think so. I quickly turn back. What do you give me for the script page?
Script page.
Sounds like a name.
Script page.
Script.
That's Booker's page. Brother. Script page.
Script. You old dog. What are you doing here?
One second. I need to open another thing.
Oh, God.
Sorry.
What is the script page? When did I get this?
It was the one that said, it was like Bailey saying some shit.
Oh, and I got angry. I tore it up.
Yeah, you got angry. Tore it up. Okay, shop catalog. Here it is. God, I really made a lot of fantastical items. See, that I can do forever. That's not something that takes like any effort for me. I just love that shit.
Yeah, it's fun. I love seeing it.
Yeah.
I like your item eras.
I gotta get back into it.
Please, more tables.
You could get a really good booster pack for a card game here.
We're back.
You can have a hungry dagger.
Anything that that's not good. Hurts, possibly something that's chasing me right now, vending machine.
Oh, you want to
protect me from danger?
Oh, you want a gun? Why didn't you just say you wanted a gun?
Do you have a gun?
I have so many guns.
Do you have a gun against that thing, though?
Yeah.
Oh.
Of course.
What's the best gun I could use against that thing?
I'll make it happen. Put the script page in, please.
All right. I shove the script page in.
Okay. Out comes a gun that kind of looks like... It kind of looks like almost like a super soaker. Like the one that's like you just like a big tube. Just like one big tube.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't have like a water reservoir. It looks like there is a slot on it, kind of like a single action shotgun where you break it open and a couple of those molasses liver slurry bars
tubes. They actually slot perfectly into there to be shot.
Oh.
Thank God we didn't eat that.
Yeah, you have you get one more free ammo.
Okay. Well, I don't really understand it, but thank you, vending machine.
The vending machine says it's very filling.
Oh, I see.
make the shot count. Okay.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, listen, you've been great.
You should be going. You're almost out of time.
We have to go.
I hug it, and I give a little kiss, and I run in away. <There we go>. Let's get out of here.
Great.
Yeah, I think Ledger's like waiting at the doorway, and as soon as Bailey's done, foot. He fucking runs. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, run past you. Got a gun? We go up.
Okay. End of the hallway. There is the eastern stairwell, as promised. Let's see where it takes you, shall we?
I love that.
These stairs continue upward, but it doesn't seem to stop at any floors anymore. It is just spiraling up and up. The wood begins to morph into metal and concrete as you go higher and higher, until you reach floor 13, where there is a door. It is a fine, polished wooden door fitted with a brass doorknob. Behind it, you hear murmuring voices, music, and laughter, and the stairs continue up besides you.
What do you think? You pop in real quick?
I don't think we have the luxury of any more time to burn, and I do not think that Ledger Albright is here. Or Virgil Albright. Fuck. I guess I'll push the door open to the hallway or whatever, just to see what's on the other side.
There's a deep, hungry howl from lower down the staircase, and you feel the vibrato of it howl through your skin. On the other side of the door is a smoky hallway filled with people. The floors are a rich red carpet. The walls are decorated with matching red and gold wallpaper, which ends at the ceiling, where a number of stout chandeliers illuminate the hall. There is a smell of fine, fine cigarettes. The people here are all dressed in finery, and all of them are wearing these oval masks, bearing a variety of emotional expressions on them. Each person's mask is a single color.
I think Ledger just looks back to the team. Kind of shrugs.
Yeah, maybe we keep going?
Yeah.
You go up. The door to the 14th floor is a thick, heavy iron. The iron itself seems to be almost spreading into its surroundings, as if it's infecting the wood of the building with some metallic virus. A large inset sits at the center of the door with a clear place for something lumpy to be placed into it. It seems to be locked. A note on it says, "Left floor crest with Miss Emerald on 13F. Apologies for inconvenience. Signed, management." The stairway up to the 15th floor, which would be just above you, has been completely destroyed, as if some massive explosion had blown a chunk out of the building, leading at least four stories up. The building seems to have regrown somewhat from this damage, sealing off the floors above it with thick, twisted branches.
There's a lumpy inset in this door?
There is a lumpy inset in this door.
Does it look like a bag of downfall might fit into that hole?
You might be able to make it work if you really smushed it.
Oh, I don't want to really smush him.
I mean, there's a lot of them, right? Maybe he could sacrifice one of himself.
Form fit, you know?
Unless you have any ideas, I believe that the key to open this door is on the 13th floor.
Back below?
Yes, which means that we are out of time.
Hold on a second. I put my hands together and I tap my horn against the door, see if it can tell me anything.
Okay.
Is it a machine?
Well, I guess we're trying to find out.
Is it a machine? One of the greatest questions of our time. Roll me something. Roll me a...
Let's see, what am I trying to do here?
Tinker or study?
Tinker? You know? Yeah, I think maybe this is a... Tinker, because I have a hypothesis that this is a mechanical bean.
Sure.
What is that? Risky standard?
Yes. Partial success. You do it, but there are consequences. Here's what the door tells you. I guess in the fact that it actually tells you anything, you do get your answer that it is a machine of some sort. It is looking for a sacrifice of some sort, which... it knows there is definitely one with Miss Emerald down below you on the floor. But with the schematics it gives you, you do think if you mashed up enough biological matter, like Downfall, that has a sentience, that has life, into it, you could bypass this lock quite easily.
Pop my head out. Look, it needs something living to be sacrificed into it. We can go downstairs and get what we need, or, and I hold up the sack, we just keep pressing him in.
And the consequence here is that the howling gets ever louder. Something bounds up the stairs beneath you.
What do you think, guys?
I think Lidger looks at his hand, and just for a second, the skeletal nature beneath it kind of bleeds through. And he says, this thing is a machine, you say?
Yeah.
There might be another way.
Oh?
I think I want to try and use my entropy ability.
Mm-hmm.
When you touch a machine, construction, or mechanism in focus, you can cause rust and decay where you touch. Doing this quickly or under stress may require an attune or a skirmish roll. I want to try and rip through it with my rusty hands.
This will be an attune in this case.
Okay. I think I'm gonna look at Bailey and be like, help me find the weak spots. And I think Ledger's starting to roll up his, push up his sleeves of his coat.
Can I assist with this? Because I have one in a tune.
You don't need to have the skill, but if you tell me how you assist, okay. Then yes, you can do it. It'll just take one stress.
I mean, I guess I am helping him find the spot. Is that assisting enough?
Yeah.
Does that work?
Yeah, for sure.
That was my idea, yeah.
All right, I'm taking one stress.
What's my position in effect?
Desperate. Great.
Oh. Here we go. Come on, dice.
Partial success.
Okay. Yay. That's fine. I'll take it. I can't complain.
Excellent. You touch your hand. What does it look like when this thing disintegrates away?
I think that, like, Ledger's hands, like, right up to the elbows, like, the veneer of, like, being a living person fully fades away, and it's just, like, skeletal with strips of flesh and rotten cloth, and I imagine he's just, like, he presses his hands into it, and then it's, like, around them. You said this is made of metal, right?
Mm-hmm. Of a sort.
It starts to kind of rust or, like, flake away and corrode, and then he digs his fingers in, and then eventually he's just, like, ripping handfuls of it out.
Excellent. We love that. The door doesn't like this. You get the impression. but nevertheless, you do tear it apart. And as you tear it apart, it kind of starts to tear you apart a little bit, as if it thought that you were the sacrifice at first. There's a little give and take here going on.
Yeah.
And you feel some part of yourself being sapped away, but fortunately, you have a very strong brain right now. So you will not consequence from your chewables.
My brain!
Yes. It paid off.
That's fucking epic.
Always
that would have been a desperate consequence.
Always go to the vending machine, boys.
That was a good fucking use of those sealer supplies. That's huge. Yeah, as soon as I can rip, I don't know if I necessarily, like, do I, like, rip a person-sized hole through it, or would I, like, rip a hand-sized hole through and I can unlock it from the other side or something?
I almost imagine it as you're ripping into it, at first it's, like, metal, and then it's almost like you are tearing down paper. And it's just, like,
cool. Yeah, ripping it away.
Floor 14 is completely empty, a dark, featureless stone hallway that terminates in an open, functioning elevator. The elevator is the only source of light in this endless hallway, a soft yellow glow, which makes it seem like a pocket of light hovering over an endless void. Behind you, you hear screams from the floor below and a horrible howl of something hungry pursuing its prey. It is very close now, and it is moving fast.
I think we just gotta fucking sprint towards that elevator.
Yeah, let's book it. Booker. Anyone?
You book it.
You get to the elevator. Inside is a single button, an up arrow.
What do you think, guys?
We just slam it.
Yeah.
At the other end of the hall, you feel something arrive. You cannot truly see it in the darkness between the light of the elevator to the stairwell, but your other senses compensate easily enough. You hear it moving swiftly down the hallway, the sound of countless little fleshy things propelling it forward, the sound of enamel grinding against concrete. The smell reaches you quickly, too. Rotten but alive, an unwashed mouth, a sewer, rotting marrow in an otherwise healthy bone. The elevator seems to shake with its approach, as if it is so much larger than it seems to be moving through this tight corridor. It feels as if it is consuming the very space between you and it. The hallway is slingshotting the elevator, and its two slow doors as it is bounding forward towards you. And in the pit of your stomach, you feel its hunger bleeding between it and you, an all too familiar sensation of a craving that has no chance of ever being satisfied. The ribbon around Ledger's neck quivers with anticipation, a deep and perverse desire to be consumed by the avatar of hunger, which now approaches you. The doors will not close in time. You either need to speed the elevator up or slow that thing down. It cannot be stopped. What do you do?